Chairman. I enjoyed the comments and replies of my colleagues, and I would like to comment that the impact of technologies in terms of creating inequalities among people by race and color in countries like Brazil is enormous. We can think, for example, the impact of COVID-19 in the country, in Latin America, in terms of education. There is a different treatment for private schools and public schools in Brazil, as the public schools are not in a situation where they really could offer the process of education for children and for youth during these months of the pandemic. And it's very, very deep, the social divide produced by technology. Another thing that I would like to comment, after the killing of Floyd in the US, we have come to know that it's the technical practice used by that policeman, it seems to be a common way of used by the police in Brazil as well, you know, to constrain people of African descent, including women. There were two cases where, thanks to the technology of the cell phones, it was possible. Excuse me. It was possible to. Excuse me. It was possible to verify situations where the Brazilian police was controlling black women with the same technique that was used and that resulted in the death of Floyd in the USA. We had no idea that these things happened, you know, and now this fact has surfaced, and we were able to know about that. I think that the question of especially the communication technology, it's one of the most important issues in the discussion of racism at this moment in the world. In one side, we can use the technologies to reveal the racial divides existing in our societies. And in the other hand, it's the technology that deepens the inequalities and in the distance between the population, you know, by color and by class, you know, as class and race usually goes together, at least in our region. And another thing that it's very, very important to mention regarding technology is the use of technology to promote the radicalization of groups, of right-wing groups, and affecting, including the results of elections and decisions in the public space. I think this is a very serious aspect of the racial impact of the existing technologies at this moment. I think this we really I think this is one of the most important issues of racism in the world at this moment. This how technology is impacting, you know, deepening the differences, the social distances, and also is an instrument of controlling the groups in the population. And also, I agree with my colleague Rachel Neal regarding the how the technology may also be misogyny, and we women and we as Black women, you know, suffer the combination of those two impacts of technology at this moment. Finally, I would like to emphasize the need that the global community face the impacts of the traffic and slavery in the world that we live nowadays. This is something that we cannot close our eyes. We have to really consider the structural aspects of the divides that in the world that we live. The international community will need at some time of our history come to a situation where this can be really overcome, you know, by the efforts that are necessary to confront if we are able to not accept, you know, the deep and profound divisions that we face in the whole world. I think that a great challenge for us at this moment is to try to develop technologies who do not have a racist impact in the lives of people, you know, as usually these technologies are informed by the results, you know, and by the reality is organized at that moment. We will tend to have technologies that will deep and will repeat, you know, the divisions that exist in society. So I think this is really a great challenge for science, and science considering the social sciences as well, working together with the hard technology so that we can have, may promote the reduction of inequalities and the divisions in our world. Thank you.